Hi, this is Rebecca Senior, an anatomic and clinical pathology resident from the University of California Davis Medical Center Pathology Department and an assistant web editor for the Hematology Division for ASCP's Lab Medicine. Thank you for listening to today's podcast featuring the article, Performance Evaluation of the New Unicell DXH800 Culture Cellular Analysis System in a Large Hospital Setting, published in the 2012 Summer Lab Medicine Journal. This article, titled Performance Evaluation of the New Unicell DXH800 Culture Cellular Analysis System in a Large Hospital Setting, was written and published by Jacqueline Carr, Susan Gesseman, and Magdalena Sater from the Indiana University Health Pathology Laboratory and the pathology departments at the Indiana University School of Medicine in Indianapolis, Indiana. This article is a well-written, focused, and concise article and one of Clinical Laboratory's Performance Evaluation of the New Unicell DXH800 Culture Cellular Analysis System. In this article, the team of authors evaluated the Unicell DXH800 Cellular Analysis System, the newest generation hematology analyzer from Beckman Coulter, for its accuracy and clinical sensitivity. The parameters evaluated were the complete blood count, differential counts, nucleated red blood cell counts, and reticulocyte parameters. The new analyzer was compared to the predecessor, which is the Coulter LH750 hematology analyzer, and two manual differentials. The objectives of the study was to, 1. Evaluate the performance of the newest Beckman Coulter hematologic analyzer against that of its predecessor, and to determine its efficiency and accuracy in the setting of a large clinical lab. At the end of the podcast, the listener will be able to understand how performance of analyzers are evaluated in the hematology laboratory. Next, the listener will be able to use this article as an example of how an evaluation is conducted and which methodologies are used. Lastly, also learn how the Unicell DXH800 compares to the predecessor LH750 analyzer. The Unicell DXH800 Culture Cellular Analysis System is a fully automated hematologic analyzer with a small footprint and a throughput of 100 samples per hour. It provides 28 hematologic parameters, including the CVC and differential count, corrected white blood cell count, and 4 additional reticulocyte parameters. The aspiration volume in the open or closed mode is 165 microliters with a single aspiration pathway that eliminates the need for mode-to-mode calibration and quality control. The low volume requirement is ideal for pediatric samples. Light scatter measurements are also performed to assess the granularity and lobularity characteristics of cells. The system also provides a total nucleated red blood cell count in bodily fluids. Now, the predecessor instrument, the LH750 analyzer, is also a fully automated high-throughput analyzer capable of testing as many as 110 samples per hour with a full 6-part differential, flagging of abnormal samples, enumeration of nucleated red blood cells, and automated correction for white blood cell counts when interfering substances are present. The Indiana University Health Pathology Lab performs more than 1,500 complete blood cell counts and differential counts daily with approximately 10% of its samples from pediatric patients. Now, the specimens used for the study were blood samples collected in EDTA and stored at room temperature. The samples were from healthy individuals and patients with various hematological and non-hematological disorders. All specimens were analyzed and smears were stained with Rykiemsa within 4 hours of collection. 2 experienced medical technologists performed the manual differential counts according to the CLSI method protocol in document H20-A. The parameters evaluated in this study were the complete blood cell count, composed of the white blood cell count, red blood cell count, hemoglobin, mean corpuscular volume, red blood cell distribution width, platelet count, and mean platelet volume, automated and manual differential counts, nucleated red blood cell counts, and reticulocyte parameters. When evaluating the performance of an analyzer, accuracy is a very component to test for. Accuracy is the degree of closeness of measurements of a quantity to that quantity's actual true value. To evaluate for accuracy, a simple linear regression and correlation coefficients, including slope and intercept, were performed between the two instruments and between the DXH800 and manual differential counts. To determine the accuracy of the white blood cell count, 327 samples were analyzed on both the DXH800 and LH750. The white blood cell counts were put into three ranges, with 50 samples in the 0 to less than 2.0 times 10 to the 9th cells per liter range, 275 samples in the 2 to less than 100 times 10 to the 9th cells per liter range, and two samples were in the 100 to 400 times 10 to the 9th cells per liter range. Linear regression and correlation coefficients were then performed, and the following parameters, white blood cell count, red blood cell count, hemoglobin, MCV, red blood cell distribution width, and platelet count results for both instruments were made. The correlation coefficients, or R, values were greater than or equal to 0.99, and the slope and the y-intercept were close to 1 and 0, respectively, for all except for the mean platelet volume, which was just slightly lower, with a coefficient R value of 0.88. Overall, this means that the DXH800 produces accurate, complete blood cell counts. Next, the accuracy of the automated differential counts were determined by comparing the means of the differential counts between the two instruments. The percentages of the neutrophils, lymphocytes, monocytes, and eosinophils were all closely correlated, with R values of 0.96 and 0.99. The poorest correlation was between the basophil counts, with an R value of 0.34. In addition, the nucleated red blood cell counts also had a high R value score of 0.97. In addition, a receiver operator curve, also known as the ROC, which is a graphical plot which illustrates the performance of a system, such as clinical performance characteristics such as sensitivity and specificity, was performed on the DXH800 for nucleated red blood cells and showed a high sensitivity of 90.4% and a high specificity of 87.3%. The authors make a point that the increased sensitivity of the nucleated red blood cell parameter has prognostic significance in patients with burns after stem cell transplantation and in surgical intensive care patients. To determine the clinical sensitivity of the DXH800, the automated values were compared against the gold standard, the manual differential. The sensitivity was determined to be 88% and the specificity to be 56%. It is important that with a specificity of 56%, that any false negative samples to be investigated. 10 samples were false negative, in which the manual differential is positive and the instrument result was negative. The implicated cases were those with a left shift, for example, patient samples with increase in bands, or a sample with metamyelocytes or myelocytes. In the false negative lymphocyte count, one sample had a subset of small reactive lymphocytes within a normal lymphocyte reference range. Another sample is from a chronic lymphocytic leukemia case with small numbers of large prolymphocytes. Now for the predecessor LH750. When evaluated against the manual differential, there was a lower sensitivity of 83% and a specificity of 46%. Therefore, overall, the DXH800 performs better than the LH750 with a higher sensitivity and specificity. Due to the improvement in the clinical sensitivity with the DH8800, the efficiency in the hematology lab yielded a 10% improvement in overall efficiency by using the DXH800. This equated to 30 fewer slide reviews per day and a savings of 3.5 hours of labor per day. In conclusion, the author's overall evaluation showed that the DXH800 analyzer is highly accurate for all CBC differential and reticulocyte measurements, all for except the basophil counts. The use of the new DXH800 has also led to an overall 10% improvement in efficiency compared to the LH750. Better efficiency leads to better productivity and a faster turnaround time, which leads to better patient care. In conclusion, this article exemplifies how a new hematology analyzer can be evaluated for accuracy, clinical performance, efficiency, and in cost savings.